It's 4 p.m. on the 25th of January, and I'm calling you from the summit of Aconcagua. It's been a beautiful, exceedingly clear day here. Very little wind, sun all day long. I gave the group an 11-hour turnaround. We started climbing at 5:30 a.m. this morning, and we made it comfortably. We're tired of the crowd. Dean had to go down from Vito de Condor's camp a couple of days ago. Her and Layla, we talk to them frequently on the radio. They're all the way down at Plaza de Mulas. He's fine. This is just the biggest chunk she's bitten off in mountaineering so far, having only done Mount Whitney before. And then Paul Stanton, unfortunately, right at the base of the Candelaria today, his back was giving him problems, so he went down with two of our local guides. But I'm proud to report that 3:15 today, Gary Bacon, Tom Jesser, Bruce, Richard, Daniel, and of course Grant, and the two Argentine guides, Marcus and Pablo, stepped onto the summit. That was our first summit team. 25 minutes later, Dave Huber and Wally Berg, with Nora right behind them, stepped onto the summit of Aconcagua. Tears in their eyes, great exuberant smiles. I told Tom that I know that there's an almost 80-year-old, his father, Dick Jester, who's extremely proud. But I would not be able to get far if I started going on and on about all the family members and friends who are proud of this strong team. I think we've, it goes without saying, we've had great adventures in Chile and Argentina climbing at altitude the last few weeks. A couple of people commented to me that the plan of climbing on Oros first and then coming to Aconcagua was indicated as a great plan to get up this great mountain. We're going to be starting down soon, and of course we're going to have a great time on the way out. We'll report to you when we get back to the high camp, which we call Camp Berlin, at about 19,600 feet. But right now, I'm still at 6,940 meters, the highest point in the Western Hemisphere, and I'm going to enjoy the moment a little bit longer.